Acts, chapter 12. Now about that time, Herod the king began to use his power to harm some of the gathering of the called out ones. He also killed James, the brother of John, with a sword. Then when he saw that it made the Jews happy, he went on to arrest Peter also. And this took place during the days of unleavened bread. When he had arrested him, he put him in prison, putting a guard of 4 squads of soldiers around him, with the intention of bringing him out to the people after the Passover. Peter, therefore, was kept carefully guarded in the prison. But the gathering of the called out ones prayed earnestly to God for him. Then when Herod was about to bring him out, on that very night Peter was sleeping bound with 2 chains between 2 soldiers. And there were other guards outside the door who watched over the prison. And look, an angel of the Lord stood beside him. A light shone in the cell, and he struck Peter on the side and woke him up, saying, "Get up quickly." Then the chains fell off his hands, and the angel said to him, "Dress yourself and tie on your sandals." And he did so. Then he said to him, "Throw your cloak around you and follow me." So he followed the angel outside. Yet he didn't understand that what the angel did was real, but instead thought that he was seeing a vision. But when they had gone past the 1st and 2nd group of guards, they came to the iron gate leading into the city, which opened to them by itself. Then, when they had escaped and gone down 1 street, suddenly the angel left them. And when Peter became aware of what had really happened to him, he said, "Now I know with certainty that the Lord sent out his angel and rescued me from the hand of Herod and from everything which the Jewish people were expecting." And while considering the situation, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And when he knocked at the door of the gate, a maid named Rhoda came to answer. But when she recognized Peter's voice, she was overcome with joy. Yet she didn't open the gate, but ran inside and reported that Peter was standing outside the gate. And they said to her, "You're crazy." But she kept insisting that it was true. So they said, "It must be his angel." But Peter continued knocking, and when they had opened the gate, they saw him and were astounded. But he, motioning to them with his hand to be quiet, described to them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, "Tell these things to James and to the brethren." So he left and went to another place. Now, as soon as it was daylight, there was no small disturbance among the soldiers about what had become of Peter. And when Herod had sought for him, and didn't find him, having questioned the guards, he ordered them to be put to death. And he went down from Judea to Caesarea, and stayed there. Now he was very angry with those of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one purpose, and having persuaded Blastus, the king's officer, who was in charge of his bedchamber, to help them, they asked for peace, because their country was sustained by the king's country. And on an appointed day, Herod dressed himself in royal robes, sat on the throne, and made a speech to them. And the people shouted, saying, "It's the voice of a god, and not a man." And immediately an angel of the Lord struck him because he didn't give God the glory, and he became filled with maggots and passed away. But the word of God grew and multiplied, and Barnabas, son of encouragement, and Saul, when they had completed their service, returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, who is called Mark. This is the end of Acts, chapter 12. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version in its entirety is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.